You know, I got tripped up right in the beginning of Mass, announcing the Mass intention. It says in there, for the repose of the soul of Alan Browning. Are you here, Alan? You're not here, right? Okay, so then, oh, thank you, Jen. So it says, then I realized it says Alan K. Browning. I figure, okay, probably his dad. Okay, so for the repose of the soul of Alan's dad, and also for Alan in jail. So we continue in the Easter octave, this really special celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. I want to read here a meditation. It's actually from yesterday, from the Magnificat, which I think highlights well what the resurrection can grant to us if we allow it. If we allow it. We can put it in the terms of this gospel. Instead of having our own plans and casting the net over here, to allow the Lord to do his work in us and maybe cast the net over here. This is from Father Jean de Cor de Jesus d'Elbe. I won't ask Paul if I pronounce that correctly. Thank you. Another fruit of peace is equilibrium of soul. Peaceful souls are neither pessimists nor neurotics. They are not smug optimists, but have a wise and legitimate optimism based on the heart of Jesus. For they know that nothing happens but what God wills, and that for the one who lives in faith, everything is grace, everything is love. This was a famous quote, phrase of Saint Therese, everything is grace. And of course, it's not that sin is grace, for they know that nothing happens but what God wills. Nothing happens but what God wills. I can say that a million times. Nothing happens but what God wills. Everything is grace. Everything is love. Mild temper, forbearance, goodness, and serenity grow only in peace. Notice that it is not by keeping you away from temptations and struggles that our Lord will guard you. St. Paul believed this when, after he had been transported to the third heaven, an angel of Satan buffeted him in order that he might not take pride in himself, so that he prayed three times for deliverance. But Jesus answered him, "My grace is sufficient for you." Elsewhere, St. Paul cries, "The good which I will, I do not, but the evil which I will not, that I do. Unhappy man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" And he was not delivered from it. Remember that the grace of Jesus is sufficient for you, and that it will never be lacking. It is so important to find calmness right away after each fall. With one look toward him, say to him, "Jesus, one tear from your eyes, one drop of your blood on my soul, and everything will be purified, and my soul will be in peace." We know, says St. Paul, that to those who love God, all things work together for good. Even their sins, adds St. Augustine. Even their sins, God works for good. Trouble, sadness, and bitterness after a sin often come from offended self-love, pride. We regret less the sin as such than the fact that it humiliates us. Peace does not necessarily mean sensible joy, but it is the happiness of him who knows he is where he ought to be, and who asks for nothing but what he has, who is always joyous because Jesus, who is all his joy, is always with him. You see the key here. The key is Jesus. The happiness of him who knows he is where he ought to be. Why? Because he is with Jesus. And who asks for nothing but what he has. Why? Because he has Jesus. Jesus has given himself to us fully. There is nothing he might give us in the future that is better than himself. Nothing. Not even our sanctification. Jesus has given us himself fully. And he does it every day, every moment of every day. And he's going to do it again in a special, in a heightened, in a sacramental way, right here in the Holy Eucharist.